Hello and good evening. I'm Alyssa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan.
Welcome to Consider This. This is the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin has appointed Ismail Sabri Yaakob as Deputy Prime Minister and promoted Foreign Minister Hishamuddin Hussein to Senior Minister, taking over the security portfolio. Now, these appointments come just hours before an UMNO Supreme Council meeting tonight to decide whether or not the party will stay in the brig at the national government. How successful will these appointments be in stabilizing the Perikatan National Coalition? That's what we'll ask our guests tonight. First on the show, we have Mohd Hafiz Chetmat. He's the permanent chairperson of UMNO Youth. Hafiz, welcome to the show. Now, we understand the Majlis Tertinggi special meeting that's happening right now. And we're quite curious to know in terms of what the situation is. What do you understand to be the about the situation going into the meeting, given that the appointments of Ismail Sabri and Hishamuddin Hussein happened just hours before?
Yeah, hi there, Melissa. It has caught us by a surprise with the announcement of Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri being the Deputy Prime Minister. Yes, there is a meeting going on today, tonight. Well, for the meetings, mostly the discussion will narrow down into the current crisis in regards to COVID-19 management and other issues relating to it, and also to discuss further about the direction of UMNO in Perikatan Nasional.
Hafiz, do you with UMNO Youth welcome this these promotions, both of Ismail Sabri and Hishamuddin Hussein?
I can't speak on behalf of Pemuda UMNO as yet, because we just received this news and it hasn't been brought to our attention yet. But as personally, as per discussed on MKT meetings on the 19th of February 2021, MKT has rejected the idea of a Deputy Prime Minister coming from UMNO. So this has come to a surprise for us. So I believe that they will include this in a meeting tonight.
Right. So I know. So you said that, you know, it's early days yet. Still very new. This news has just come as, and you say, as a surprise to you. But who will likely be unhappy with this news, and who will likely be happy with it within UMNO?
I can't really comment on that, because referring to our annual general meeting 2020 on March 2021, it has been decided that all of the delegation had given the mandate to the president and from the for the UMNO Supreme Council, the stand was to make it firm that there will be no coalition for Bersatu, there will be no coalition for DAP, PKR and Anwar. So the mandate given to the president and to the UMNO Supreme Council is to set the timeline when will we exit Perikatan Nasional. It has been said and done, and we are already through the line.
I want to ask you, though, you know, many people are commenting on this move. Some read this as a personal victory for the men involved, Sabri and Hishamuddin. Others see this as a victory for UMNO, that because of increased pressure on Perikatan Nasional to respond to some of its criticisms, this has been the consequence of those that pressure. Others see this as the continuance of Bersatu's dominance, not just of government, but over UMNO. How do you read this?
Well, our stand as Pemuda, we are not really into politicking at the moment. We are focusing our main agenda for the survival of the people, and we believe that UMNO, especially in Pemuda, being the dominant force in making recommendations to the government to help the people. But some of us feel that, you know, the government is not listening. Therefore, we are not currently happy with the government, with what the government is doing right now.
Do you see this as Hafiz, do you see this as politicking, this this promotion of both Ismail Sabri and Hishamuddin? Is this an act of politicking?
Well, personally, I saw it in that way, because, our main concern is to push for, you know, for interest-free moratorium for iCitra and iLestari. You know, if you want to make a shift in your cabinet, it should be for the Minister of Finance, and also to narrow down into the COVID issue. You know, we have many cases coming from the factories and from the industry sector. You should make a move. You should reshuffle, you know, those two ministries, Ministry of Finance and Ministry of Trade and Industry.
Right. Very quickly, you know, regarding the Majlis Tertinggi meeting that's happening right now, it was said that the majority of the Supreme Council members had agreed with President Zaid Hamidi's decision or stand to leave the Perikatan National Coalition. And I'm just wondering, has the stakes changed now, not just for UMNO, but for Zahid's position as party president?
No, I mean, UMNO is being a democracy party. We uphold our constitution. Now, it has already been said and done in our AGM that there will be no coalition with Bersatu. Now, the mandate given to the president and to the UMNO Supreme Council is to set the timeline when will we exit Perikatan Nasional. It is not about exiting or not exiting. It has been said and done. We are going to exit, but it is just narrowing down to when are we going to exit PN.
Hafiz, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. That was Mohammad Hafiz Chetmat, permanent chairperson of UMNO Youth, sharing his perspective from UMNO's point of view. Now, after this, we're going to hear from political analysts and how they're reading the latest political developments. So stay tuned to Consider This for more.
Maka lebih sukar untuk COVID menjangkit kita.
Untuk tempoh 2 minggu ini duduk di rumah. Kalau kita boleh laksanakan KKP Kendiri dan keluarga,
saya kira insyaAllah kita boleh berjaya. Akhirnya kita menang.
Perang COVID-19 masih belum berakhir. Dalam kita berusaha memutuskan rantaian wabak ini, kita jangan terpedaya dengan virus maklumat palsu. Semak fakta melalui www.esraawani.com atau aplikasi Esra Awani. Teruskan berdisiplin, ratakan lengkungan pandemi ini.
The third wave of COVID-19 has taken us by storm. There's no room to take anything lightly. Everyone must follow all the steps to stop the spread of COVID-19, social distancing, face mask, follow these steps, this SOP, with the utmost discipline. Together, we can flatten the curve.
Kini berwajah baru.
Ini pula susulan khas pesawat Back Air di Kazakhstan. Pesawat berkenaan dilaporkan tergelincir dua kali.
Hi, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutin. We're discussing tonight the recent promotions of Defence Minister Ismail Sabri Yaakob, appointed now to be Deputy Prime Minister, and Foreign Minister Hishamuddin Hussein, promoted to become Senior Minister with the Security Portfolio. The appointments are seen as a concession to UMNO in an attempt to block Zaid Hamidi from pulling the party out of the Perikatan National Coalition. Will it be enough, though? Let's ask Bridget Welsh. She's with the Asia Research Institute at the University of Nottingham, Malaysia. Bridget, before we get into that, I'm just wondering, we spoke to UMNO Youth Permanent Chairperson Mohammad Hafiz Chetmat just before the break, and he said that the promotions came as a bit of a surprise to them in UMNO. Was this move expected? Did you see this coming? Was it a surprise to you?
I think it's clear that there was a lot of infighting happening and a lot of positioning of different actors, which including the government. And this was clear that it was going to happen over the next few days around the Supreme Council meeting. The promotions, however, I think are a surprise because, in fact, what they do is they just give new titles to people who are currently in government.
Well, so exactly. So are these positions then substantially different from the positions they held? Do you see them having more power? I mean, this is especially for the Deputy Prime Minister, because much of the mainstream media is making hay of this, as if he's going to bring something new to the table as a result of becoming DPM.
Well, I think there are two sides of this. The position of the DPM itself is not very powerful. And as a consequence, in terms of being able to distribute to the party or to make policy, this actually is really more a symbolic positioning of the party vis-a-vis other members of the coalition. And of course, that in itself may have its own destabilizing elements. But for now, this is seen as a neat move for the PN government to survive. The second aspect here, however, cannot be ignored, in that Muhyiddin Yassin's health is an issue, and this puts Ismail Sabri in the position to take over if something does happen to his health.
Can I ask you how you reckon this news, the news of the appointments and promotions, will be received by the different factions within UMNO? I mean, who's going to be happy? Who's going to be unhappy? At what cost this political maneuver?
I think from the perspective of UMNO, this really divides the party further because it consolidates the positions of being in government or being out of government. So it makes more the compromise position much more difficult, which the compromise position was to stay in till a certain period of time and then pull out. But now, with a sense of promoting people who are, many of them are not seen in the party hierarchy, this actually will divide the party further. And in some ways, for many people in UMNO, this is a move but that is actually weakening UMNO as a party as opposed to strengthening it. And I expect there will be different positions taken from the Supreme Council meeting this evening.
Bridget, are there changes or impact for the parliamentary game that we'll see play out in the coming months? Do the numbers change in terms of who's for or against this government?
I think it's too early to say how the different factions evolve in terms of the different coalition arrangements. I think for now, we can see that the positioning has moved. Muhyiddin has tried to strengthen his hand. But I think that what happens in the next few days within UMNO itself, whether or not the coalition, the Supreme Council decides to agree to this decision, whether or not it chooses to accept this leadership change in terms of promoting different individuals, this will be important because it will decide whether or not other parts of the party leave the government and force other ministers to make critical decisions.
Right. Can we think that through, Bridget? I mean, what are the scenarios that could likely happen coming out of the Supreme Council meeting tonight? One of them would be that, yes, party president Zaid Hamidi says that the decision to leave Perikatan Nasional is still on, that ultimatum is still on. What then happens? What are the stakes at play?
So there are essentially three different scenarios. The first scenario is that the decision to leave is actually going to be to continue, and there may be a call to have a discussion with the different individuals who may not be part of the discussions tonight in order to see if they can reach some sort of compromise. A second sort of type of area of scenarios involves a kind of compromise position where there is a kind of saying we're going to reassess, kind of push the thing down the line, but not necessarily come out emphatically against, but also emphatically in favor. And then the third position is to say we're happy about this, we're accepting this. And of course, what is being said may not be actually the things that are happening behind the scenes, but the fact is those can be the three different arenas of scenarios moving forward. Of these, I think that it is most likely that it's either going to be different degrees of opposition to this, and there will be pressure to try to reach some sort of compromise. The issue for the party is the question of leadership, the question of division, and the question of the position of the party. And I think many in the party are concerned that having these two new members get promoted into different positions is actually not helping UMNO and not necessarily helping the country.
Yeah, on the question of helping the country, we just spoke to UMNO youth leader who says that these promotions do not in any way address the criticisms of the poor management of the pandemic and, you know, issues related to factory clusters and also the finance ministry. Do you see this in any way changing the course of the government's thinking about how they have managed or mismanaged the pandemic so far?
Well, Ismail Sabri has played a very prominent role in pandemic management, and he's being promoted when there are concerns about what are happening in terms of pandemic management. Will there be a fundamental, new program? I don't think so. And I think this is that they're hoping that they can ride out the most intensive type of situation that's happening with the Delta variant, and in some ways to be able to sort of hope that things will improve. And for many people in Malaysia, that's not good enough. The situation and suffering on the ground is too serious, and the damage that is being done to the economy and to the society as a result of what's happening is actually quite intensive and deeply worrying.
Bridget, can I ask you about Zahid Hamidi and his position, whether that's in any jeopardy at the moment? I mean, what cards are left for Zahid at the moment? We heard speculation not too long ago that there was a deal on the table with Anwar Ibrahim. Where does Zahid Hamidi go from here?
Well, we have to look at the different comparative advantages of leaders in the party. Both Hishamuddin and Ismail Sabri do not have very strong grassroots. Zahid Hamidi does. And we can see earlier on in the discussions about whether to leave, he appealed to the divisions, to the grassroots. One of the options that could be part of the compromise is to actually have another appeal to the grassroots, where in fact Zahid Hamidi still has the upper hand. And I think at this consequence, I don't think he's going to give up his position in anywhere easily right now. I think he's going to try to hold on as long as he can because he has the position, and many in the party don't necessarily think that working for Bersatu, being second as opposed to being number one or being leading the government, is actually helping UMNO or, in their view, helping the country.
All right, Bridget, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. We appreciate your time. That was Bridget Welsh of the Asia Research Institute at the University of Nottingham, Malaysia. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be right back on Consider This with more. Stay tuned.
Maka lebih sukar untuk COVID menjangkit kita.
Untuk tempoh 2 minggu ini, duduk di rumah. Kalau kita boleh laksanakan KKP kendiri dan keluarga,
saya kira insyaAllah kita boleh berjaya. Akhirnya kita menang.
Perang COVID-19 masih belum berakhir. Dalam kita berusaha memutuskan rantaian wabak ini, kita jangan terpedaya dengan virus maklumat palsu. Semak fakta melalui www.esraawani.com atau aplikasi Esra Awani. Teruskan berdisiplin, ratakan lengkungan pandemik ini.
The third wave of COVID-19 has taken us by storm. There's no room to take anything lightly. Everyone must follow all the steps to stop the spread of COVID-19. Social distancing, face mask, follow these steps, this SOP, with the utmost discipline. Together, we can flatten the curve.
Kini berwajah baru.
Ini pula susulan nahas pesawat Back Air di Kazakhstan. Pesawat berkenaan dilaporkan.
Hi, thank you so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. However, if you've just joined us on the show, tonight we're discussing the promotions of UMNO ministers and if it will be enough to stabilise the Perikatan National Coalition. Let's ask Associate Professor Dr. Hamidin Hamid. He's the political analyst at University of Malaya. He joins us on the line now. Dr. Hamidin, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Now, how will these appointments likely factor into the decision that the UMNO Supreme Council has to make tonight, whether or not to stay in Perikatan Nasional?
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you for having me. I think definitely the big news of today will be the main agenda in the UMNO MKT meeting tonight. Obviously, we know that the meeting is going to be held just to decide is UMNO going to continue or give a deadline or certain the date of them leaving Perikatan Nasional. With the new development, I guess it's going to be hotly debate now is happening in PWTC. Obviously, it will throw some spanner to some of the ideas and also move that want to move, bring UMNO out of the PN. And I think this move is very much clever by Datuk Muhyiddin, and showing that he has some more trick in his hand to make sure that his Perikatan Nasional survive. And in that sense, in my point of view, he really put UMNO in the positions, not in a good position to make a decision tonight.
Hamidin, there have already been responses to this. The unflattering negative responses coming out of UMNO include from Tunku Razali, also the head of communications of Barisan Nasional Selangor, Isham Jalil, you know, says that the basis for UMNO's critique of the Bersatu-led government is its handling of or mishandling of the current pandemic. And he uses the Malay expression, janganlah kita dipato ula dua kali, and, you know, suggesting that Bersatu is not to be trusted. How deep do you think that kind of skepticism is among the UMNO faithful?
Okay, good question, Sarah. I think what's happening now, as it is in the media, social really reflect the division in UMNO now. As Bridget rightly pointed just now, UMNO is facing that problem of divisions, leadership, and in my point of view, direction of UMNO. So this is where, in my point of view, Tan Sri Muhyiddin now have the upper hand in the situation of UMNO. Is really split UMNO into two, meaning the one that won't continue. So you have a different two narrative now in UMNO. One is the one that you're saying, Isham Jalil and others who say that there is no benefit for UMNO to be in Perikatan Nasional. First, their argument is that Perikatan Nasional is not a popular, is a failed government, and also is not benefited UMNO in that sense. So, but the second one, I think, try to sell the narrative that, hey, it is about people, that UMNO have responsible to the people, and we are in the government now, we have to play our role. And so it is a contestation between the two. But within the UMNO, I think the first sections who want to leave UMNO is very much have a better hand. For example, Zahid Hamidi control much bigger number in terms of MKT compared to others UMNO leaders. Isham Wudin is not even within the hierarchy of UMNO. So definitely, I think it's a big tussle. Even in social media, you can see there's a big tussle between the MPs and versus the MKT of UMNO. So I think it's going to be a long day tomorrow.
Yes, I kind of agree with you. We're going to have to keep watch of the political developments. But, you know, while some say that this has weakened UMNO and that this is a continuation of Bersatu's dominance, UMNO is not the only party that is split, that has factions, Bersatu too. I'm just wondering, Hamidin, is this were these promotions a snub to Azmin Ali?
Yeah, definitely. People look at this and how the situation of Azmin Ali, but I didn't look at it from that way. First, for me, Azmin, I don't think have strong and better and stronger claim compared to others. First, for me, I put it that Azmin have no real place even in Bersatu. I don't think, meaning what I say is Azmin now is very much a partyless politician. So what he held, his command is certain numbers of members of parliament, but not the party. I don't think he have a big command in Bersatu. That's why there is a lot of rumors between what happened between him and Hamzah Zainuddin, for example, in that sense. Definitely, I think some of the people will look at it as the bigger loser in this tussle. But I don't believe so. I think Azmin still have something else in his sleeve, which I believe will benefit him in the long term.
Hamidin, there was also, you know, just a couple of days, one Saiful One Jan, you know, implored Anwar Ibrahim to give assurances that he wouldn't use the parliamentary sitting to destabilize the government. Do you think One Saiful can sleep well tonight? I mean, is his fear of Anwar now put to rest? And, you know, what exactly is, in fact, the Anwar factor in this scenario?
Obviously, in my point of view, Anwar name will be popping up in that sense, because some of the narrative from UMNO, who want to bring UMNO out, is definitely try to build a coalition with PH. You can see even among some of the PH leader from PKR, Samsul and others already kind of throwing some ideas that they can work together with UMNO in that sense. However, I think no need for one to sleep his lost his sleep. I think if UMNO decide to go to Anwar Ibrahim and form a new coalition, once they decide to leave Perikatan Nasional, I think Zahid will have a big problem to convince UMNO people about that. As mentioned just now, it is already a resolution in the PAU that no UMNO, no DAP for UMNO. So it's very clear in that sense.
Hamidin, if I just may get you to elaborate a little bit on that in terms of the parliamentary dynamics, looking at the numbers. Does it change? Do the promotions change anything about the numbers of a majority in parliament?
I don't think so. I think it depends in my point of view. The problem for Zahid controlled the MKT, but Zahid didn't control the MP. So I think this is the advantage of Tan Sri Muhyiddin playing now. He got the numbers for the MP. That's what matters most to him at this particular moment. So low-hanging fruit for him is his survival in the parliament. It's not only about UMNO. So I think he will leave UMNO to kill themselves and make sure that he survived. So he survived by to get the vote of the members of the parliament. So what matters to him is he still got the members of the parliament. I think the failure of Zahid for the first couple of months is to convince members of parliament to be in his side. I think that's a big problem for Zahid.
Do you think, Hamidin, that Zahid could, and I think this is an early scenario they were working out, push this government to fall so that they might, in fact, have a general election, which UMNO, I think, believes it could win big at. Is that still on the cards?
I think definitely, in my point of view, what Zahid tried to do now is very much to stabilize the government to make sure that he get. But I still do believe that what Zahid is doing is very much to give him in a better position to negotiate or renegotiate with Tan Sri Muhyiddin. I think that is his main agenda in my point of view. So to some extent, tonight I do believe that they will try to find one of the scenarios that I'm looking at. They will try to find a compromise, the situations within of UMNO decision, where, in my point of view, they will open up certain things to renegotiate with Tan Sri Muhyiddin and to make sure that to survive for him, to survive the parliament. In my point of view, yes, that's definitely still on the strategy for Zahid to make sure, for example, Tan Sri Muhyiddin not only lost the majority in the parliament, but also faced the vote of no confidence.
Right. Hamidin, you're absolutely right. It's going to be a very interesting next 24 hours, and we appreciate you joining us on the show tonight. That was political analyst Hamidin Hamid. That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. But before we leave you tonight, a reminder that you can get all the latest information on COVID-19 vaccines on astroawani.com as well as the Astro Awani app. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching the show. Good night.
Good night.